Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and a sign that will be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Merry Christmas. We are still celebrating the Christmas season. I know for many people, you might have already taken down your Christmas lights and trees, and hopefully you haven't. But the Christmas season is such a wonderful celebration that the church elongates it, the octave of Christmas, from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve, or Christmas Day to New Year's Day. Each day is considered a solemnity. Each day we reflect upon the mystery that we have in Christ Jesus, that He is a sign to be contradicted. What does that mean? Well, it means we have to make a decision about who Jesus is. Is He the Son of God? Is He the Word become flesh? Or is He just some baby that was born 2,000 years ago? That we just kind of nod our head maybe once a year or twice a year to His glory. Is He the Son of God for you? And when that means, when He is the Son of God for you, that means everything in your life is committed to Him. Everything. I am haunted by a story that came out of Iraq just recently. There's been great, great persecution of Catholic Christians and minorities there by the Muslim group ISIS. And there's a story of four young children, and the Muslim ISIS group gave them an opportunity to denounce Jesus and say they love Muhammad. And they said, no, we love Jesus. And they were beheaded. I don't know if I would have that courage to do that. But yet these days between Christmas and New Year's, we recall that Jesus will be a sign that will be contradicted. The very day after Christmas is the feast of St. Stephen. And who was he? He was the first martyr. He was the first one to die for Jesus Christ. He was stoned to death. Tomorrow or Monday is the feast of St. Thomas Becket. He was martyred too in his own cathedral. He was a bishop. He was the Archbishop of Canterbury. He was killed by the king because the king didn't like his politics, didn't like him upholding the church. And today or tomorrow, that feast day of the Holy Innocents, the feast of the Holy Family, subsumes that feast. But we have to recall another king was very jealous of Jesus and wanted to kill him. But he didn't know who he was. And so he killed all the baby boys in Bethlehem, 2 years old and younger. He wasn't going to have anybody telling him what to do. A sign to be contradicted. We are here to worship. We are here to give ourselves totally to Christ, to worship Him, and not just pick and choose what we are to do. We are called to be holy, each and every one of us. Every one of us who has been baptized. We're called to participate in the death of Jesus Christ. And that means we put Christ above everything else. Above our families, above our work, above our joys, our pleasure. Christ should come first for each and every one of us. And particularly in the home life, the home should be a place of prayer, a sanctuary from the world. So it's good that we reflect on the Holy Family this Sunday, that Christ not only came into the world as a baby boy, but He was born into a human family of a mother and father, and sanctified family life. Again, the home should be a place of prayer, a sanctuary from evil, and not fostering evil. The family should be something holy and sacred to the Lord. But we have to build that up. We have to recognize the sign of contradiction in Christ. To be able to say yes to good and no to evil, Yes to doing God's will and not our own. Yes to the commandments and no to sin and selfishness. So the church gives us these holy days, two of which are so holy that they're considered days of obligation. What does that mean? Well, that we as Catholic Christians were obligated, in addition to Sunday Mass, which is always a day of obligation, to attend Mass on Christmas, to attend Mass on New Year's. These are not optional. These are holy days. They're instituted, they're put into the church calendar to help us recognize who Jesus Christ is, to commit ourselves to Him, to give ourselves over to the Lord, so that we can be holy, and we can be holy. Each and every one of us is called to be a saint. Each and every one of us is called to say yes to Jesus, even in the face of martyrdom, either from ISIS or from secularization of the world that says, oh, blow it off, don't worry about it, it really doesn't matter. The church isn't serious, God isn't serious. Yes, He is. He's very serious. So the Feast of Holy Family, we call upon Jesus, Mary, and Joseph to help us, to help us personally in our own spiritual life, to help bless our family life, that the family life may be a place of prayer, a place of sanctuary, a place of God in this world.